It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than having a beef with a fake cow. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com. And, well, there's only a live show. Click on that. The number, I'll explain in a second. The number to call in, should you choose, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I am your host, Davin Roseblatt. I am joined by the always punctual Pippi Illick.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. Joe will be here, later.
Yeah. There you go.
On the show, Devin Nunes is suing a satirical Twitter account. Twitter tries to figure out what to do about President Trump's tweets. Nazi news as people keep posing on the railroad tracks leading to at Auschwitz. The owner of Krispy Kreme has Nazi ties. And a little news with Scambusters and a little Ann Jackson. So, full show ahead of you.
Yay.
Yeah, so if you go to the Davin Comedy, you go to Davin's Den, you see things are different.
What? Oh, look.
Yes, things are different. A lot. Everything is not on the website right now. Nothing is on the website right now.
Uh-oh.
Except for listening to this live show. That you can do. And hopefully by the time tomorrow rolls around, hopefully getting some podcasts. So we are undergoing some changes. Some changes in the back office.
Yes, we're all undergoing changes.
Yes. Thank you, Caitlin. So we got a new website on the way, which is going to have Davin's Den and Davin Comedy and Sidesplitting Productions all under davincomedy.com. You can still type in Davin's Den for a while. It'll redirect you to where you need to be, but it's all going to be under one umbrella. Site should look spiffy and new. Good thing is I will be able to get things up quickly. So if everything works properly, you will have more content coming at you. Blogs will come at you quicker. The show will probably, when this all gets rolling, be updated on Tuesday night, right after the live show.
Woohoo!
Yeah, scammer clips will be coming at you quicker. I have some content I want to get up there. I'd like to get the American Greed video. We're still waiting on Diva Donnie for that, so we'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, the show is has a new back office. So hopefully this will work well. I am happy thus far. Last night we figured out how to get this on the air. There's a new spiffy player. Right now the player's pretty generic on there. But I imagine at some point we'll have artwork or something with that. So it should be good. Lots of good things coming your way. Listen, if you got suggestions, now's the time to tell me. You can email me at davin@davinsden.com. If there's a feature that was not on the old site that you want, now be the time to get with it. So we're going to have links to all the social media up there. So it's going to be good. I'm taking a lot more responsibility.
Uh-oh.
What?
Well, I mean, you know, that's not good that you have more to do.
Yes, it is. It is, because you know what? I've spent the past years stressing over various things that were not getting done,
mm-hmm.
whether it be human error, busy schedules, lack of want to, incompetence, whatever the case is, the various situations.
Guilty as charged.
I'm not pointing fingers anywhere. I'm just saying there was various things that slowed this from where I want to go. So this is my last push to make everything right by you.
Before we have a baby.
Yeah, we have a baby, yeah. So, and there might be some other stuff going on, too. Might be more present, but I don't know. That has to be discussed. But, yeah, so now is the time where if you have any suggestions on stuff that you would like on the website, features you would like, whatever it may be, hey, listen, if you want this to be on YouTube, even if we don't do video aspect, now's the time to tell me that you want this on YouTube. If you do want a video aspect of this and enough of you tell me, I'll bring that back. I mean, you know, whatever. It's a lot easier to do than it used to be.
I mean, you might be sorry.
I mean, listen,
I'll be sorry.
Everything has gone to the video way. We've kind of resisted. We were like actually one of the first ones doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But we like doing this better.
Yeah.
This way.
Yeah.
But I mean, we can certainly do something if need be. If that's an aspect, if you just want to see the live show, on video, and then we don't post the podcast on video, you know, all sorts of things. Now be the time. And if you have no suggestions, then go fuck yourself. That's fine, too.
Well, hello, listeners.
Listen, I am involving them. If they don't take an interest, that's fine. If they're happy with everything as is, you know, with what we had on the site, that's good, too.
Oh, well, in the chat room, they say it's always good to get it up quickly.
Are we talking about podcasts?
Whatever you want to take that
as. Yes. No, well, I am excited about being able to get scammer clips up, you know, real quick. Like, so Joe usually sends them on Sunday, so I would have those ready to go on Monday. I really am excited because it's supposed to be really, really easy for me to get these shows uploaded because it was a process before. I'm really excited to be able to just get as soon as we go off the air, just do a couple things, you know, and put it up there, write some descriptions, and not have to worry about other people's schedules or
mm-hmm.
technical issues or anything. Mm-hmm. You're probably relieved about this.
Oh, I am, because, you know, there's nothing like, you know, getting up in the morning and going, oh, my God, it won't work.
Yeah, we've had that a bunch of times.
Yeah.
So I am looking forward to being much more hands-on. My explicit directions to our new web guy, Howard, was I need to be in control of putting up videos, putting up pictures, putting up blogs. Blogs I was able to do on my own. Putting up the podcasts. It just needs to, and, you know, James told me I should be more involved. But the original site was a much older site, and the technology wasn't necessarily there. And I was a little bit more resistant to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But now the technology's there where it's easier.
Yes.
And I'm less resistant to it because I'm just tired of having to wait on others.
Mm-hmm.
So, except, you know, to start the show.
Yeah, well, except for that.
So we do have a little issue, like, getting the show live on the air, which is weird, which I'll take care of at some point with Howard. We're on right now.
Yeah, we are. Oh, well, Just Girl's having a little trouble, but my other friend is listening, and she obviously heard us because she had a funny comment.
What's the issue?
She's not hearing us.
That's an issue.
Yeah, it is an issue, but I told her to try to get back in because...
Try to
refresh or something because my other friend can obviously hear us.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, because if there's an issue where so... What is she listening on? Because this is all stuff I need to work out. I don't normally like to do this technical stuff on air.
I know.
So, in the past...
But it's Tech Tuesday, so they're kind of used to it.
Right. So, in the past...
Oh, she's good now.
Good. In the past, some people could listen on their Apple products, some could not. We never knew why, because I remember Joe would come here, my friend tried to listen, and he couldn't listen. Yet Joe could listen on Apple, and I know other people could listen to Apple. So our web guy, for whatever, because we did tests, Howard, was not able to listen on Apple for whatever that reason. So I never figured out what the issues were with the old player. But this is supposed to be so everybody, whether it be in a PC, Android, Apple computer, iPhone, tablet. The theory is
bunny ears.
What?
Bunny ears.
Right. Everybody should be able to listen to it. It should be a better experience. So that's what this is. So if there's problems, you know, I need to know about this stuff because I want to get it right for you guys. So you guys have endured a lot, and us. So I want to get this shit right. And I'm tired of being stressed about this stuff.
Yeah, no. I mean, having tech issues all the time.
Well, that was the thing coming into this year. I just said, enough.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? I'm tired of what I've been going through. I need to change something. And I'm trying to make the change. Can't have the conversation with the person because he hasn't returned a phone call in 8 months. But that be as it may.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of it's been stressful.
Yeah.
Still like him. But yeah. I can't do business this way. I don't think I'm a hard taskmaster. I just like shit done when it said it's going to be done.
Yeah, no, I know. But I mean, 8 months is extreme. Like, extreme, extreme.
I would say it's about 6-8 months since I had a phone call.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, there's been communication at times, texting and so forth. But sometimes you just need a phone call. But that is not the issue anymore.
Right, good.
Because I have a bright... Actually, this web guy, Howard... is not that you guys care about this, but real quick. The show's original webmaster was James. James was great, so great that I introduced Joe to James, and James is Joe's webmaster. But James got ill, and the old site went to crap, and it couldn't be updated because of issues that were probably beyond James' control. Well, anyway, this person,
yes,
Howard, is the guy that James used to go to for when he was having issues with my site.
Okay.
So James recommended Howard when I said I want to do three sites
together.
It was kind of suggested to me I should do three sites together. So Howard is Howard probably has the biggest background that we've had, like the most expertise in doing this, and he's
right.
You know, some of the stuff he's learning, like he's never hosted a show with the podcasting and everything, but he's all hands on, so that's good. And I have phone conversations with him, and he responds back. Everybody responds back to me initially. It's always good the first few months. but I've been happy. Like last night he said, no, well, we're going to get you on the air for tomorrow and we're going to work through it, and I was on the phone with him and we worked through it, and so far so good. So hopefully this will be productive for the three of us, for my sanity, and most importantly for the listener. But enough about tech talk. Nobody gives about shit about that unless something breaks.
Well, no, I mean, they are interested because, particularly in the chat, they're seeing a different look. And that was the issue. Joe's girl was trying to get in, and she was trying to get in. I guess she had it saved or something, and it couldn't get in the old way. So
right.
She's like, oh, what the heck's going on?
So what do you want in the chat room, guys? Are there features that you want in there? Because we are probably going to keep this player, if it works well. That the player is what you hear, the audio. Mm-hmm. If everybody has a positive experience the next couple of weeks, this is going to be the player, because I got to pay for it. It's not a lot of money, but it's not a free player.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep that. But we are not married to Chat and Go, which is currently what you're using. But are there features you've seen in other chat rooms that you want that we can't do right now? I don't know. You know, if there's something you want, now's the time to let me know, and I will tell Howard. Listen, we got some feedback on, you know, X, Y, and Z. Is this something we can do? If it is, how much is it going to cost me? Is it even possible? Blah, 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 blah. Now, that background's not going to be there forever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a new... You know, it might be a picture of the three of us. It might be the Davin's Den logo. I don't know what it's going to be. But, you know, he just put some artwork up there real quick.
Yeah.
So that's not
gonna... me.
What?
That's me.
The lips?
Yeah, that's me.
You've never looked better.
I'm blue.
Well, it's because you're suffocating. That's why you've never looked better.
It's because you guys are drowning me.
Right. So, like, the aesthetics aren't what it is, but maybe there's something you want. Maybe there's features you want. I don't know. I don't even know what's possible. I don't know what's possible. I mean, Chat and Go has served as well. Now, the issue may be how it shows up on mobile. That might be one. Like, I don't know if it really shows up the best, like, on somebody's phone. So that might be something we have to look into, because it's an old program. It's actually, James put this on the old Davin Comedy website, and then Diva Donnie put an updated version mm-hmm. on this site. So it has served us well through the years. I certainly have no complaints with Chat and Go, but it is old technology. So,
I mean, as far as on this end, boy, it's pretty useful.
You like know? It?
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward.
Very straightforward. I think that making it too... You know, woo.
I don't want to woo. I don't want to complicate it. But
yeah.
I do want people to be able to see it on their phone. That's a big issue.
That is
a
huge issue.
I mean, people are really looking at these things on portable devices now.
Oh, absolutely.
And listening on portable devices.
Yep.
So, you know, if people...
Because they want to chat and go.
Yes, chat and go, correct. So if they're not able to see it on... If it doesn't show up correctly on the phone, mm-hmm. then I got to make a change.
Yeah.
I mean, these are... I don't really deal with the chat room. I mean, these are things I... No, I mean, I really don't.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm doing this. I'm trying to keep us on the air with... That aspect.
You have that side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, if there's anything, you can let me know. Anything going on with you?
I just had an issue. And I left the house late. And boy, oh boy. You know how when you're running late and like every little thing is like, no, no, not that. No. You know, like anything that can go wrong.
Stuck behind the school bus. Making multiple stops.
Yes. Yeah.
School bus turns off. Then there's a garbage truck making multiple stops.
Then there's
geese and ducks crossing the road.
There's something. Yes. Yeah. There's usually at least two spots in the road now where I can expect some traffic congestion. Actually, three. And all three of those were there, but not bad. So I was like, oh, okay, good. I'm going to make it. So when I spoke to you about running late, I was like, oh, this is my estimated time. Then somebody pulled out in front of me and decided that they were, it was probably a nun.
A nun?
Probably, because the way they drove. I'm pretty sure that was a nun. Then we came around a bend, and I see flashing lights, and I'm like, no, 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 I'm so close and yet so far. The police have pulled over somebody that, you know, and they do the dual cop approach to this. And this person, not just like, okay, you know, you give them a wide berth and you go past them slowly, stops. The person stops.
Maybe to yell encouragement.
I don't know.
Write him up a good one.
Get him. Throw the book at him, boys.
That guy's an asshole. Glad you got him.
And I'm like, no, no, you're the asshole. You saw me coming. You pulled out onto the road. You went slow. And now you're stopped.
Why would you stop in the road? Did you honk?
No, I didn't. No. There's two cops sitting there. I don't want to.
Well, they know the person's an asshole.
I know. I don't want to cause trouble now. And I'm just.
You're
like,
not causing trouble. You're responding to trouble that's been caused in front of you.
I am, but I don't want to cause trouble with the cops right there. You know, like, I don't want
to. That's the time to cause trouble. That's the time so the cops can address this.
No, because then I will be the one who honked, and the cops turn to look, and then the person that's pulled over pulls out the gun and kills them both, and I'm guilty.
It's a little much.
I'm an accessory to murder.
How long was the person stopped?
Just long enough for me to get an ulcer.
So what's that, like 2 minutes?
Probably a minute and a half, but that was long enough.
Yeah, when you're running late, that's annoying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Every minute counts.
It's like, if I'm chugging along, I'm just going down to the local place to get some milk. Who cares? You're a little... I got a deadline. I have a show to do.
Yes, you do.
I hear the start music coming as I'm stumbling down the stairs.
I was
going to
do the show solo. Do what I got to do.
I know. And I was just like, no, no, no.
Well, so. we started with Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
Oh.
Because for some reason,
I love that song.
It was for you. There's things I have to put. It's called encoders that I have to punch up to get us on the air so you fine listeners can hear us.
Oh.
And Howard and I changed it last night because it's now playing to a different website on a different server. But for some reason, when I start it up, it gives me an error.
Oh, for God's sake.
I mean, but I can get it back. So, like, for instance, in the podcast, you're not going to hear the first 15 seconds of the intro music.
Oh, okay.
So I got it back, but I thought maybe if I played music for it and then it would work, and it didn't. So Howard's got a lot on his plate, so I'm gonna work through that for now because it's not a major deal.
Yeah.
Because it's just an inconvenience for me, and there's more important things that Howard could be doing with his time.
Mm-hmm.
Since we really don't have any websites right now.
I'm too sexy for encoders. Right.
So
too sexy for
that's why
encoders.
On the podcast. Things will be cut off, but that'll get fixed. That'll be one of the last things, if I remember, to have Howard on. And Howard's, and we're gonna have a maintenance contract and everything. It's things are more expensive now. We're doing a lot of expensive things. All that sponsor money is now once again being put into the product, which is what it should be. I've never taken a dime from this show. Nobody's taken a dime from this show. It just I just get to put it in a bank and pay them like $5 or $12 a month for them holding it.
Which is ridiculous.
Yes, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I know.
So,
robber barons.
So that's what's going for though, because we're gonna have a new podcasting So in the past, the podcasts were hosted on at one point a server that James had me on, another time Diva Donnie's own servers and other companies' own servers. They are now going to be hosted by a third-party company called Castos. So that is going to cost me a monthly fee.
Okay.
But the theory is I should actually find out how many of you people are listening or not listening.
Yeah.
The theory is it will all draw to Castos, so I'll get those iHeart numbers and those iTunes numbers and Stitcher and TuneIn and the app and our website. I will get those numbers. That is the theory behind it.
Stand up and be counted.
Yes. So I will be either very pleased or very sad.
Yes.
But at some point, I will get those numbers. So that's a good thing because that's been something that has capped us in various endeavors. So I will get those numbers, and then after the show, there will be discussion on possibly a strategy to enhance those numbers going down the road.
Yeah.
And then if none of this works,
yes,
I'm fucking out of here. I'm done. I'm done because this will just be something that happens randomly.
Yeah.
Where your pals get together and we'll do a show. We'll put it out. Hey, we're going to do a show. I'm going to do a live show. I'll throw it up on a podcast, and that'll be that. Where thousands of dollars will have been spent, and I will just go, yeah, I've had enough.
Yeah, it's like, okay, last try.
Yeah, I mean, I think about this. I mean, we've accomplished a lot. We've helped a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely.
We've made good friends. Mm-hmm. We've got a movie credit. We've done TV stuff. We've been in newspapers and in magazines and international. And, you know, I've been on a bunch of TV shows, you know.
Yeah.
So we've done a lot of good things.
The little pod that could.
Yes, it's been really cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen, tolls are going up and it's killing Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I offered to throw Joe some money that we have saved. That's always been there for him.
Yeah. Because
I know he's going a long way. He said, we'll talk about it. But, you know, listen, it's an effort for everybody. It was a lot harder, you know, when Pip was running from her day program. Now this is probably a nice respite, something to do, get out of the house.
Yeah.
You know, I always look forward to it, but there's a lot of preparation that goes into this shit.
Sure.
Especially that April Fool's show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And the battles that ensue.
Yeah, but I spend hours trying to, you know, create an entertaining show for you folks. And, you know, Joe and Pip invest hours in their own right. Joe edits the iHeart clips and everything. So, you know, we're tired. We're having fun still, but we're tired. And Pip's going to sneeze. God bless you, Pip. God bless you. That actually sounded like a real sneeze.
Thank you. Right. Howard's in the house.
Hey, Howard. Howard's in the house? Please don't tell me that's what he wrote.
That is exactly what he wrote.
For fuck's sake. I'll tell you what, all of my web guys have been chronically uncool.
No, you can't say that.
Howard in the house is a touchless cool than Diva Donnie.
He did not ask us to raise the roof.
That is good. Thank you, Howard. Howard is a military veteran, so he's a little older. So I don't want him to raise the roof because he might hurt his back. So I would not ask him to do that.
Well, I'd be right there with him.
The only thing I will ask Howard to raise is the website.
Raise the website.
We got contractors coming in and out of here and roofers coming in and out. They'll raise that roof. Howard raised the website, and hopefully I'll raise the entertainment level.
Well, it looks good so far.
It does. We're happy.
Yeah.
We're happy. All right. So anything else going on?
No. Can we talk about Friday?
Friday.
What I did for you?
Yeah, you can talk about that show.
That was
Pip ran Portobello Banquets for me.
Yeah.
On Friday. I was not there. I was someplace else, which I'll tell you about in a little bit.
Yeah.
So Pip was running a show. You've been there before.
I have been there before. It's been a while, and we got to see our great sponsor Vincent.
Vincent was there. Vincent will be on the Father's Day show making a return appearance. He always helps figure it out when it gets heated.
Yeah. I said, oh bless you, and he looked at me like what, and I'm like, you know it gets, and then he laughed, you know.
Yes. Vincent is much too nice for this show, but he always comes in and has a good time.
I know. You know what? I think he enjoys it because it's naughty and it's like more than he could get away with by himself. But, he, you know, it's kind of like it's his walk on the wild side.
Yes.
You know?
So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah. He's a really sweet guy. And so is the other guy that I met there, Anthony. And
yeah, they're really good, Portobello.
So nice.
And good food.
Really good food. I mean, really good food.
Yeah, really good food.
And
that's what I get upset with. Like, my shows are running, and I'm working like, shit, I'm missing out on a good meal.
I know. I know.
That's how Fatso thinks.
Well, I got there nice and early, but I went to the wrong building.
I told you which building.
I forgot.
All right.
And so I get there, and thank God Vincent's right there up front, and he sees me, and he goes, hi. And he's like, you're in the wrong place. And I was like, oh. Like, I had a moment like, where am I supposed to be?
Am I supposed to be at one of the other comedy venues?
Right, right. And I'm like, you know, one of those, oh my God, I didn't do my homework and it's the big exam today. And he's like, no, it's the green one over there. And I'm like, oh God, I'd never seen it in the daylight. So I got a little confused. Last time I went and ran the show for you there, it was pitch black by the time I got there because it was more winter. And so because of daylight savings, I was like, I was feeling my way around because it was light and I didn't know what color the building was. So it said Portobello's. I went. I drove in. Didn't recognize it. And you know,
just do the reads every week with the address and everything.
I know, but you know, you're not seeing the address. And my
You should have channeled your Joe voice.
GPS bitch said I was there, so I listened to her.
But Joe tells you where to go every week. I tell you to go someplace else. You don't listen, but Joe tells you where to go every week.
Yeah, but he doesn't say, okay, now, not that building. Wait, turn the corner. That building, stupid. There's two entrances. So if you ever go in there, it's the second one. It's the green one. So, no, it's so nice, and they had people hump the stuff up the stairs for me, which
aww,
was the best.
That's very sweet.
I know. It was real nice.
Great staff at Portobello Banquets.
Awesome. The crowd, however.
Not your faves?
I don't know what was going on there. I'm listening to the comedians, and I'm really liking what they're doing.
They're funny comics.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a couple things, like the first comedian name is Sharon.
Correct.
And I was texting you, her name was something else completely different.
I'm like, there's only one guest spot. Who's this other person that showed up?
Who's this woman she's talking about? But I do that with names all the time. But Sharon's really funny. But she's got like an edgy New Yorker, she threw out that she was Jewish and there was crickets in the room and she was like,
what are you supposed to get applause because you're Jewish?
No.
Oh, a Jew. Yay.
Yes, you should.
Come on now.
No, but I mean, she was like, younger. She's talking about like dating and stuff. And there's all these like, you know, married middle-aged women and they're all looking at her like, I don't know what you're talking about, honey. It was just, I get it. Like, don't you remember? Can't you relate at all? And they were just staring at her, kind of. I mean, she was getting laughs.
It's hard going up in the first spot. I like Sharon.
Ooh, yeah. And the middle guy,
John.
They loved him.
Because John's full of energy and anger, and he's got that Italian Long Island thing going.
But see, they related to that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they were like, now who's this other guy? Patrick had to work. I mean, he's funny.
He had to work.
It was like,
he got him, though?
Yeah, he did. Good. But they had sticks up their butts.
Yeah, you know, which is why, you know, I don't take that shit anymore.
I know.
But even less, you would see that I have amped it up since you've seen me last.
No, I've seen you. I've seen you fairly recently. I saw you close to here. And
but even since then.
Even more?
Yes.
Wait, you've gotten angrier?
I don't consider angry. It's like, I'm not going to put up with your shit.
Oh, boy, I got to see this.
It is the expectation that they will get on board and get with the program.
Well, they should have. Because there was stuff that they were just looking at her, and I'm like, that was funny. What is...
You know, it's hard when you host.
Well, I kind of... This is how I look at it. I'm watching the acts. I want to see how they're doing. Do they need anything? What's going on?
They need laughs, woman.
I'm seeing if they're going long, what's going on. So I'm watching, and it's kind of like if somebody's singing and they're not hitting the note, I'm standing there mentally pushing it up to hit the note for them in my head.
You're giving them the assist?
Yeah, I'm like doing some heavy lifting, like pulling it up. There you go, honey.
That's why you laugh at Joe and I. You give us that assist. We appreciate that.
No. That's really funny that you should say that because Sharon and the guest, Leslie, were talking about, you know, comedian stuff. And they were both saying how they don't tend to laugh when they're watching other comics. And Sharon's going, yeah, but that's because we're comics. You don't laugh. You watch and you're... And I go to myself and then I said it to them. I laugh all the time.
Yeah, but you're not doing stand-up anymore. You're not immersed in it.
No. But I think that I laugh then, too. I would, even when I was attempting.
We laugh for the wrong reasons.
Oh, God, you guys were brutal. When I was dying...
Yeah,
that's when
comics laugh at other comics, when it goes horribly wrong. We've talked about that before. I know how the joke's supposed to go, but when it doesn't go, now that's comedy.
When it doesn't hit, that's... And watching them sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's good to watch your friends suffer. That's comics.
I know.
Yeah, it's funny. Maybe Sharon said thank you. None of the other comics thank me. Usually comics thank you for the gig.
Really? And nobody else? No? Oh.
But you said the people left happy.
They did. Good. You know, as much as I was like kind of like pushing, I was mentally sending laugh damn it beams at the audience for them. I worked really hard that night, I want you to know.
Worth every penny. Oh, you should have my check now that I think about it.
I do.
Oh, that's good.
And
yay, I get money.
Yeah, I know. And thank you for sending me there, because with good instructions on how to do the sound, because
yeah, sure.
I felt really confident.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I got to get my sound from you, too.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, all the show. Oh, yeah. If you would have shown up early, I would have known that.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I tried.
All right, remind me before the end, because I'll forget. I completely forgot. Oh, yay, money.
That's what I said.
Well, that's always nice.
Yeah, and I didn't have to wait for it until the end of the night.
So they left happy?
Yes, everybody was leaving and patting them on the back and, you know, I mean, like, oh, it was a really good show. Oh, man, you're funny. And, you know, and so go figure.
Vincent was happy.
Gets good.
We were already working on another date. You know, it'll be May or June. You know, Vincent gave me a couple Fridays, two in May. I said, I can't make them, but you can do a show. The June one, I'm around. So, it's, you know, we'll do something again.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so nice there, Portobello. But, yeah, sometimes you get an audience that that's hard, or they're just not buying into it. But they seem to love John, which is good. John's funny.
They did. They, I mean, they overall enjoyed the whole thing. And, I mean, I'm being more critical because I'm watching to see how are they doing, what's going on, and trying to wonder when something doesn't hit. Why? And I hear you and Joe, like, pull that apart, but sometimes there is no why.
No, sometimes they just suck.
They just, like...
They don't get it.
Yeah.
Or they can't relate. That's all right. That's where I come in, to scream at them. And remind them how dumb they are.
I know, and they seem to like that. They like the abuse.
But it does. But it whips them into shape fairly quickly. It does.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you said for a second.
Okay. But no, but it pulls them together. Like, all right, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
I, you know, I was up in, I'll talk about it a little bit more. I was up in Massachusetts on Saturday doing a show. And they were not exactly, they were very good.
Okay.
But at one point, they oohed one too many times. And I said, you keep it up. I'm going to do Robert Kraft jokes. And Robert Kraft is the owner of the beloved Patriots up there. And that got them right into, because I have Robert Kraft jokes. They're like, ooh, I'm like, yeah, you have no idea what I'm capable of.
And you will all suffer.
Yes.
My wrath.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I will get them to laugh at more and more horrible shit. They have no idea.
I know. They really should just, like, buckle in.
I pretty much, I go, you've never seen anybody like me. You don't know what to make of me. And they laugh and agree. Because
well,
they're laughing
true.
At shit that, oh, you shouldn't talk about that. And it's not that the jokes are, like, grotesque or horrible.
No.
But they're laughing. At, like, even Trump fans are laughing at Trump jokes. And they're you could see their brains, like, shutting down. Like, what do I do?
Yeah, I'm not. Wait, am I allowed? I'm on that team. Am I allowed
I hate
to laugh?
All Trump jokes, yet I'm laughing at this.
Yeah.
You know.
What? Sparks.
And then I'll whip out a Hillary joke, and the liberals go, ooh. And I'll go, no, you don't, you snowflakes. And I'll turn on them. I go, I said, I'm an equal opportunity asshole. You can't laugh at the Trump shit and then ooh the Hillary shit. I don't allow that either.
Yeah, oh, no.
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 Everybody's free.
It's no prisoners.
Yes. So since we last have done this show, I've had a week.
What happened?
All good stuff, bad stuff, all sorts of stuff. It's been a week.
Well, unload. Lie down on the couch.
Oh, I like where this is going.
It's not going there.
Oh, you really know how to make me raise my game.
As long as it's up quickly.
Up quickly, out quickly, whatever. We got a show to do, I know. Can't be none of the fancy stuff. It's just business.
Hey, lie down. That shirt looks, like, uncomfortable. Why don't you want to do a couple buttons?
See, this is the show we should do. So when Tuesday was a late night because... You know, I got to show you how to. I had to show you how to use the equipment, and then I had.
Wait a minute! Hold on.
The sound equipment.
Thank you.
How to show you how to use the sound equipment?
I want to remain married.
Well, do you?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's not bringing much to the table.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Retired half-ass drummers. You can get that someplace else.
You know what? No, not quite the same quality as I'm getting from Mr. Helix.
Really? Oh, this is a good week in the Helix household.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Check back in 2 weeks when the story changes.
Yeah, and I'm bitter about
everything. I'm tired of drummers. You got a cowbell player over there?
I need more cowbell.
Yes. Tune in. So that was a late night. I didn't get to bed till after midnight because I got to do this stuff with the show, and editing this is always a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So Wednesday, I went to see Kiss.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The End of the Road tour.
Are they never doing it again? You think?
Well, this tour is going to be 2 or 3 years.
Oh, okay.
This is allegedly the last time playing Madison Square Garden, though I doubt it.
I doubt it.
They just played Long Island. They're coming back over the summer to play Brooklyn and Newark.
Mm.
But maybe this is the last time at Madison Square Garden. Who knows?
Who knows?
So the last time they were playing Madison Square, I'm just trying to think. I wrote down notes. So there are rumors, I don't know if you've heard them, that they are lip syncing.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
There are rumors that they are lip syncing. And half the band is original members. You have Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. And half are the hired guns who've been with the band for years, Tommy Thayer and Eric Carr. They've probably been with the band longer than the original members.
Right.
And so there's bad blood between the other originals, Ace Frehley and Peter Criss, with Gene and Paul. It's always fucking drama in this band.
Oh, no. But you know what? A lot of bands are like that if they've been together a long time.
But they haven't been together in a long time.
I know.
So enough
Or they broke up a long time ago.
It's enough already.
They're still bitter about their ex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, move on. So some fans are happy to see the current version of Kiss, and others can only harken back to the glory days of the 70s.
Oh, Jesus.
The 1970s. Like the members should have done nothing.
Right.
Since the 70s. Right, these guys will be forever compared to how they performed, how they sang, how they looked from the 70s, which I got to tell you, you wouldn't want 1970s version of Davin doing this radio show because he was 5.
No, I think that we would.
Probably better.
He cursed a lot more.
Yeah, like at 1979 in November, I was 5.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So yeah. Yeah. So I mean, it's really a little unfair.
And I see that with a lot of fans that they cannot get over a change. Let's not even talk about Van Halen. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean.
No, but I mean, I saw when Aerosmith, one of the guitarists, had a cancer scare when I saw them, so he wasn't there.
Okay.
You know, and I've noticed, because I've seen them over the years, yeah, Steven Tyler's no longer doing backflips. Okay.
Okay. So,
you know, he's still doing as good as he can. For, you know, men half his age, you know. So to compare Paul and Gene now
right.
to 1977 Paul and Gene, it's not really fair.
It's stupid. Well, I mean, when a lot of these bands started, no one had expectations that in their 60s and 70s they'd be doing the same
stuff. No, they're
supposed
to be dead.
Or at least sitting on a front porch someplace,
sure.
You know, with their grandchildren bopping on their knee. They weren't expecting they were going to be doing world tours. And for the love of God, give them a fucking break.
Well, half the fans do and half don't.
Yeah.
So I saw Kiss on their reunion tour in 1996 when they had all the original members.
Yeah.
And that was an excellent show. And I've talked about this before, except for them not finishing the encore because Peter Criss, that's the drummer, had a sore throat and couldn't sing Beth.
Mm,
so instead of like making up and doing another song, because they have a big fucking catalog, all right, we'll see you New Year's Eve at the Meadowlands. Good night!
Like in the middle of the song.
Yeah.
I do remember you telling us that. And it's just like, that is really a lame-ass ending.
Yeah.
You guys know the words. Somebody fucking sing it
for
him.
I mean, seriously. That was lame.
But wait. Or would he be so butthurt that somebody else sang it?
So sing a different song.
I know.
You don't know your songs?
I know.
Ugh. Hell, I saw Joe Perry play the same song twice.
Sometimes I think, though, that they are limited because of things that are background issues that we're not privy to because they have, you know, all the lighting is set up on, you know.
You know what? Hey, you know, I listen to Pearl Jam on, I have on Sirius XM, Pearl Jam has their own station. I've never seen Pearl Jam live. But you listen
Neither
to these concerts, and it seems like there's a whole lot of improv and in the moments going on a Pearl Jam concert.
Right.
I hear these concerts, I go, you know what, all the songs sound the same to me. And I got a bunch of the albums, I can probably name you maybe 10 songs. But I think I'd actually like to go see a Pearl Jam concert, because it sounds like weird shit can happen all the time.
Right.
Where they're just in the moment, where he's talking to the people, or he's bringing somebody on stage.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, so you know what, you got a whole catalog. All right, this is obviously a malfunction. We're just going to do this, and we're going to get out of here. Maybe you guys, we haven't played this one in a while, or this is a song you guys know, was in the set list. But here you go. Help us out with it. Do something.
Something. Right. I know, it's... I mean, like, I know they have Teamsters looking at their watches. I get
nay,
that.
Nay, no, we were clocked in for another song.
For another song. So it's, yeah, I know. I agree. It's like, you could play something else.
Yeah.
You could
well,
play
apparently
something
they
else.
Couldn't.
Oh, God.
So that left a bad taste.
Yeah.
So it was like the best concert I've ever seen with a shit ending.
Right.
And then I saw them in 2003, and I've talked about that when they were with Aerosmith, and they went on first. And they were on during the daylight, which is a horrible way to see Kiss.
Yeah.
Because with all the pyrotechnics and everything.
Yeah, during the day. That bands used to make you sit around for hours for the sun to set.
And Aerosmith had the catwalk, you know, that would go out into the audience with the bright yellow tape around it that Paul Stanley was not allowed on. Because you know where Aerosmith said, this is ours. You don't get to walk out there. So,
it was just, fucking babies.
It was not, it was not good, the 2003 show. I was not happy with it.
Okay.
And I saw it at Jones Beach, which is in Long Island. Only time I've been there. Don't need to go back there.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it.
What don't you like about
Jones
Beach?
I don't think it
sounds great. Wow. I've seen a couple concerts there where the acoustics were great and a couple where it was shitty.
Well, I was in the upper deck.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so.
There were a couple times I was like, wow, this is great. And, you know, you don't have a bad seat as far as visuals. But we went and we saw, God, who the hell was playing? I forget. Deep Purple, I think it was. And the sound was awful. We were sitting there going, God, this is awful. And which is something Mr. Elix and I don't usually do. We're just like, it's a long drive home. It had been a long day.
It
was
a long drive.
So as we walked out to the parking lot, the sound got better and better.
Yeah.
We stood in the parking lot and listened, and we're like, God, it's so much better out here.
Yeah.
That's sick.
I mean, that's the only time I've been there, but I don't need to go back. It's far.
It is far.
So, I figured I'd give them one last shot.
Okay, yeah.
But it is cool that you see these little kids with their, like, parents dressed in the whole Kiss and the makeup and everything. It's kind of cool. I mean, the Kiss is really a multi-generational band.
Yes.
And I think the whole imagery that the four men really created, Paul, Gene, Ace, and Peter created.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's what sucks, lures kids in. I mean, I remember seeing that growing up. I'd be walking in my hometown, and you see, like, they had, like, the Kiss action figures and posters, and my mom wouldn't let me have that.
That was probably a little bit more satanic than your conservative parents were happy with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, Gene was the demon. But it looked really cool.
I know.
I didn't listen to the music then, but it was very eye-catching.
Yes.
So I'm assuming that's what catches the kids' eyes. So, So they said this was the 15th time Kiss sold out Madison Square Garden.
That's rather impressive.
Yeah, I don't know if they really sold it out, but I mean, it seemed pretty full.
How many times have we sold out Madison Square Garden?
Every time I've tried. I like that.
I like that answer.
So, you know, I'm always about the concert shirts. Inside, concert shirts. Give me a price on a regular concert t-shirt.
Oh, hell. You know what? Since it's going to be Kiss, because they are like merch monsters.
Yes.
45? More?
More for a t-shirt.
For a fucking t-shirt.
Well, it didn't promise to fuck you, but it was a t-shirt.
Well, it better if it's going to cost me that much. And it better... It better not finish before
It better clean up when it's. It better clean itself when it's done.
Better let me finish first this fucking t-shirt.
Oh, Tommy Thayer got the wet spot.
Wait.
Nobody likes Tommy.
$50?
$50 for a t-shirt.
No. Is this a sleeveless t-shirt?
No, a t-shirt with a half sleeve. You know, a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like the long sleeve one.
Not long sleeve.
The long sleeve one, I want to say, was like $75.
Go fuck yourselves. No.
Are you ready to go fuck yourself? I can't feel you.
We're ready to go fuck ourselves. No. No.
It's a little much. It's a little much.
Listen. I know. You know, you kids get off my yard. But the thing is that, no, that's ridiculous for a t-shirt.
Yeah, we bought them outside.
No.
Two for 30. $15 a piece.
Yeah.
And this is why, you know, Dominican Ball Sweat t-shirt guy makes his money. This is why.
Because people are looking at that going, is it made of gold?
So what do you think on a sidebar?
I'm mad.
In Vegas, at the residency, the Aerosmith shirts are going to go for. Because there ain't going to be no Ball Sweat guy walking the strip in Vegas.
No, they're going to be like holographic t-shirts or something.
What do you think?
Oh, you know, they're probably going to be about the same.
I'm thinking so, too. The question is, do I justify it? Go, well, I flew all the way out here.
And now I should spend more money.
But it's like a souvenir. So it's like...
I know. It's like
a little vacation souvenir.
Only if you have no other vacation souvenir.
I wouldn't buy anything
like
else.
Like herpes.
Well, I don't think I have to worry about that.
Well, I don't know. There are those guys.
Well, if Mr. Helix asks nicely, maybe. But
he always asks nice.
He does. He's a nice man.
He doesn't finish.
So you would
nice.
Not you would not buy the $50 Aerosmith Las Vegas t-shirt.
No, on principle.
It's gonna be at least 40. It's gonna be at least
40. Yes, 50. No,
okay.
No. It's just a bridge too far.
I don't know. I have to say.
I know.
I got the Aerosmith sneakers for $45.
Those are sneakers. The souvenir sneakers.
Once the residency start, it will be time to go onto eBay to see what those shirts are going for. Because if I see shirts like $20, yeah, that means there are guys walking around the streets.
Oh, right.
So I want to see that. What happens?
I've never experienced. I mean, I've gone to a concert in Vegas, but I've never experienced going to a concert with like a big name like that. I don't know if there are those street vendor people. I would imagine, because it's like, why would there be that commerce out here and not?
Yeah, because it's illegal and they run from the cops.
I know.
I don't know.
And they do that here too.
No, we'll see.
You know, there's a reason they're tucked under their balls.
That's where I like them.
Yeah, he thought that they just really enjoyed having that huge, like, I'm a kangaroo with something in my pouch look. But
yes.
No, that waddle, you know, the I've got shirts under my sack waddle, it's telltale.
Well, I got my Kiss T-shirt for $15. Guy wanted $20. I go two for $30. Sold.
Wow.
Sold.
Good for you.
Yeah. That was before the concert, too.
Oh, I'm surprised that he went
this
that low.
This might be my only shirt with the fake members of Kiss on it.
Oh,
like the new ones,
the fake members, the ones that have been there, like the new kids.
Yes. So what say you about this? There was not an opening band. There was an opening artist.
Artist in what sense?
Painter.
What now? What?
Pip is pissed.
What?
So this guy, David Garibaldi, so they play music and he's painting on this big canvas, I think with his hands, and he's throwing paint up there. And, you know, he's doing rock star. So the first one is Ozzy.
Okay.
And then he does Bruce. But he's like frolicking around like, I can't hear, you know, I'll make some noise. Nobody's making noise for the artist.
No.
Nobody's making noise for the artist.
I can't hear you. It's like, yeah.
We'll make noise, whatever.
Yeah.
You guys out there in New York, you know, that type of thing.
Yes, we're stunned.
So he does different ones every night. Like in Long Island, he did Steven Tyler. So here he did Bruce Springsteen, Ozzy Osbourne, and then because it was New York, it was the Statue of Liberty. He painted the Statue of Liberty in front of us. Then he revealed, then he like rips off a couple of the other things, and it's the four Kiss heads there.
The cool thing is
he does it quickly.
Yes.
With his hands. Honestly, I've seen better art.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, listen, I've seen better renditions in streets and whatnot. But, you know, this guy's got a whole ton of credits.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I come to a rock concert, warm me up.
Yeah.
Warm, I mean, give me, I feel like this was a cost-cutting measure.
Did you want to cuddle?
No, I wanted some band, maybe that I'd even heard of before.
Right. Yeah, maybe like, you know, doesn't your record label have somebody they would like people to hear, you know?
I feel
that's
like,
what usually happens.
I feel like it was, I would have liked to have seen the band, a band. I would have liked to have seen a
band.
Yeah,
I find this, I'm not sure how I feel about this now that I've heard what it is. I mean, I thought, you know.
I'm sure if you go on YouTube, you can find it. You look up David Garibaldi, artist.
Right.
You know, you look up Kiss. I'm sure there's video of it.
I mean, I think that he kept it on point that it was rock stars.
Yeah,
and stuff.
No, absolutely.
So that's good.
And
at
he'd be playing the music of the artist that he's painting.
Okay. So, I mean, that is interesting.
Not him playing it. Somebody would play it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. But my feeling was, you know what? There was two tours this could have been done on. The Psycho Circus tour or the Carnival of Souls tour, which are two other Kiss albums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the late 90s.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know what? If you're going to bring in a freak, that's when you do it.
That sounds like it's more on theme.
Yeah, this is not on theme. This is the end of the road tour. Give me a kick-ass opening band.
Now that you've explained it to me, though, I'm not offended by the idea. At first, I was like, what are they doing? And here, we need some little trees over here? Come on.
That's rock and roll Bob Ross.
Yes!
That's what it is. It's rock and roll Bob Ross. You know, and here's a little bandana here and...
Yeah.
You know, and here's a little microphone over here, and you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you see this guy prancing around on stage. You go, listen, man, you're not a rock star. You're an artist.
It is really strange to have somebody combine those two. But the thing is, since you said that it is, I mean, it was still about rock and roll theme. Okay, but I'm picturing Jackson Pollock, somebody splashing paint on a wall, and it's abstract. I'll be like, fuck no.
No, no.
What are you trying to bring culture to a rock concert?
Paul Stanley's an artist, so I feel like this is why.
Okay, so that's, I mean, it's different.
But no, we didn't come there to see a Paul Stanley art exhibit.
No. I'm like,
we came there to rock and roll all night and party every day.
I'm like, it's Kiss. You really want to bring us culture? Really? No. I no. Take this culture back.
So that was that. That's how we've. Sorry. So they came. They opened with Detroit Rock City, and they came down from the ceiling on these platforms.
Oh,
it was pretty cool.
That is a cool entrance.
Now Motley Crue's pissed off because Motley Crue did that on their last tour and had those specifically designed for them.
Oh,
but who cares? So at times during the show, they would have these arms and like two of them would be over the audience playing.
Wow, yeah. I like that. That's cool.
Pretty cool. And Paul Stanley used the zip line. To get from the main stage to get to a smaller stage in the audience at one point during the show.
That's wicked.
Now, the first time I ever saw the small stage was during an Aerosmith concert when they came out to the lawn seats.
Okay.
But, you know, it's always nice when they come out to further away.
Yeah,
so
I like
Paul Stanley
too.
Did that, which was a unique feature. Let's see. So there's lots of pyrotechnics.
Mm-hmm.
Gene did the bleeding from the mouth thing and the stomping around like a demon.
Yeah.
That's his character.
Yeah, I like that.
Paul Stanley's, you know, is always moving. He sounds very effeminate when he talks.
Does he? Yeah.
I think he's in transition.
No. Well, then he has been
come
for
on,
years.
Come on, New York. I can't hear you. Ooh. You know what? It sounds like you got a case of that rock and roll pneumonia. So what do you say we call Dr. Love? Yeah, I mean, it's like hard.
Yeah, big girly man.
It's like the most the non wimpy but the effeminate sounding New York Jew,
yeah,
like the
yeah.
gay sounding New York Jew, is fronting this badass band.
But that's what he is.
Yes. No, it is, but it was just so stark.
I know.
So effeminate.
Yeah, I mean, but these are a bunch of guys jumping around in makeup and you know.
Well, he's Starchild. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. He's, like, wearing bright red lipstick. The fact that he's effeminate.
I think they're all wearing wigs. I think they're all wearing wigs.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so.
No, I mean, it's fine. It's just so effeminate.
So they have a girl fronting them.
You know, New York, I remember years ago, I drove a cab and I dropped some people off right in front of here to see Elvis Presley. And they made that show and I got them there. And I said to myself, one day I'm going to come back here and I'm going to sell out Madison Square Garden. And I have 15 times.
And it's getting higher and higher.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
dogs are barking in Queens. Oh.
I mean, she's like a carnival barker, an MC. I mean, that's fine. It's just so stark. It's just so... Because in
that's
the one end,
funny.
You got Gene with the bloody thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
He's got such a dark voice. You know, God of Thunder.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me.
Oh, I know. He's got that really high-pitched voice.
And it's good when he sings. It's good when he sings.
But it's, you know, when you just went, yeah, it just reminded me of that dinosaur cartoon where the little dinosaur used to go, not the mama.
Not the mama, not the monkey, but it is. Sea monkeys and jizz. Sea monkeys and jizz. Where is Joe Curry? There he is. Oh, yes. Joe, it's not that. I can't hear you, Joe. Pull up to the microphone. Do you want to talk and laugh all night?
Hacky.
So it's for you. Draw your own conclusions. Just talk about the Kiss concert.
Kiss.
Sounded like you burped up the word Kiss.
He brother did.
You want the mess. You want Kiss. Sorry.
So it's very stark to hear Paul with his New York Jewish effeminate lispy voice leading this badass band.
His little sister's doing the show for him. Yay!
They've been doing it for a while.
They have, but it was really stark this time. let's see, what else do I have? So yeah, there's lots of pyrotechnics. We got the drum solo, I guess, because I guess we have to.
Yeah,
yes,
it's
mandatory.
But it's not even the guy.
But it's for Kiss, it's mandatory.
But it's not
the band. Other bands are like, really, really, do you really need to do?
But it's not Peter Criss.
I know, but
then he comes up. He goes, his riser goes up, and then it's the cat, which is the character that was Peter Criss's. But now he's the guy wearing the cat makeup.
Yeah. Now that from like purists that they think that's bullshit because it should be another character, not the cat man.
I understand.
I kind of think so too.
Well,
I kind of think so.
But then why don't you go on a Kiss message board and relay your thoughts?
You know, oh, no. I don't have time.
Believe me, I'll sleep. But you got, you know.
during the show.
Kiss Army guys like Johnny Race and Chris White, the other guys. You know?
I was talking about that. So they ended with that rock and roll night with a ton of confetti dropping down from the sky. It's quite a spectacle.
Yeah.
It really is a spectacle. So here's my takeaway. I was glad I went. Because at one point I said after I saw an interview with them where they were acting like assholes to a guy interviewing somebody. I talked about it on the show. Like, I'm not going to see these guys anymore. Fuck them.
Yeah,
fuck
I don't
them.
Like
both
that.
But listen, here's the deal. There's no stage show out there like it. There's just not.
Right, no.
And they you know, you could tell they put all the money into this shit. Mm-hmm. So if you can get past that it's not the original guys, if you can get past that there's a good chance they're lip-syncing, which I couldn't tell if they were or they're not. But those rumors have been persisting for some time on this tour because apparently Paul Stanley's voice is shot.
Except he's doing the announcements.
There have been tours where he's been god awful. Yeah.
Well. See, now the thing is, I am not completely offended by the idea that a band that I'm going to see that is really more spectacle than like nuanced performance. With I'm not, if they're like prancing around and there's pyrotechnics and this is the show, I'm not really upset that
Britney Spears concert.
Because you're going to see Kiss. Britney, you're not seeing Pat Metheny. You know,
right,
it's like
exactly.
You know, you're going to be.
And he's got a stunt player in the back.
I would like to hear them singing, but whatever.
Yeah.
If you can get past the lip syncing.
Yeah.
It gets to the point where those guys are getting in a certain age where Gene Simmons has brought up the fact that there might even be Kiss going out with not even the original guys.
Yes,
in
we
anymore.
Call those cover bands, and you can see them at the local club. They're already out there,
no,
Joe.
I
understand. Gene just wants a piece of that market. I understand. Yeah. Those guys are already out
there.
Well,
he should make money in his 90s. Why not?
So if you get past that, if you've never seen Kiss before, go see them. It's a spectacle.
Yeah, that's why.
There's nothing like it. It's like, you know what, when Ringling Brothers was winding down, if you've never been to a Ringling Brothers circus, you kind of owed it to yourself to go to see what it was, to see what the era was about, all the hullabaloo was about. That's what it is. So if you've never seen Kiss before, go see it. If you just want to have fun and you can put aside, you know, that maybe it's not the guy singing and it's not the original guys, It's a good night out. Mm. It's fun.
Look, as a purist, you can ruin any entertainment for yourself.
I can ruin it for others, too. It's a gift. What are you shaking your head for?
A gift that keeps on giving.
Sure.
No, the people that won't fucking stop talking behind me ruin it for me.
Well, the people that won't sit the fuck down in front of me piss me off.
Yeah.
My friend Scott was not putting up with that. He, right before the show, he pulled somebody aside and go, hey, sit down.
Yeah. I got.
And he was also drunk by the end of the
night. I do a bunch of concerts. I go, you know, maybe I'm getting, I am getting old, but I don't know. It's like I pay, like when I went to go see Ghost in December, there's these two guys standing in front of me, and I'm like, do I tell them to sit the fuck down? It's not going to work. So what I told them was, I go, hey guys, listen, I was in a bad bike accident a couple of months ago, and my back is fucked up. I can't stand. Can you guys just sit down and move over? And they moved.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Is this who you saw? It's Casper.
No.
I'm like, what is he
I mean, like, no. Like, Casper has been on tour. And, you know, we had to clarify.
Spooky.
We had to clarify.
Wendy the Witch is opening up. Yeah. Joe's like, rock on, Wendy. Yeah. Love you.
Yeah, thanks for a long ride home.
Welcome,
Tobin.
Pray for a telephone.
He brought it up. I just want to let you know there in Radio
I didn't
Land
even know what
that
guy
Lummox brought it up.
I was doing Casper riffs. And
yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm famous for that.
No way. That's on me, kids. Leave young Joe alone.
Thank you.
I only open my mouth to change feet.
And to take up. Anyway.
Touche.
And I'm back. All right. So Thursday I went to Long Island to do the Chamber of Commerce fundraiser that Joe put together. It's a fun show. Mm. I got to say, Joe, you had a great set.
Oh, thank you.
You were right on mark. There was a lot of new stuff.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Getting huge reaction.
Yeah, thanks.
Joe kicked ass. We might have picked up a new sponsor. She seems very interested, so I've been emailing back and forth with
awesome.
Some of them. So, yeah, so that woman liked the show. I'm not going to plug them now. But if they sign on board, there'll be plenty of those plugs, and you'll hear them, and that'll probably be Pip's read.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I will not put the word succulent in there.
Yeah, because we need to get home and go to sleep. Yeah, exactly. Sit here till 10:30 at night for her to get through succulent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the glasses are off first time.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, I was very impressed, Joe.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So Friday I had a show for a fundraiser for the Boy Scouts in Long Branch, New Jersey. So Chip, our friend Chip Ambrosia, is on stage, and I'm set to go on. And I get a text from my wife. The test results from your doctor are in.
Wait, you're about to go on and you're getting this?
Yeah,
oh,
we have to see him on Monday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This reminds me of, like, when I was brand new in comedy, where never failed before every show we would get into a huge fight. we haven't had that in years, but you remember, Pat.
Joanne would wait till I'm on the way home from this. She had at least the courtesy to wait for me to get on the way home after the gig.
Not the missus.
Nutty news and argument-style shit.
No, I mean, sometimes she would be there, and, like, we wouldn't be talking, but Pip be talking to her and talking to me separately. But, yeah.
Yes.
I am
Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that was...
You can see the resemblance.
Yeah. So it's just, like, terrible. So now I got a call, because that's very ominous.
Yeah, I'll say.
Like, I got a call. I'm like, what's going on? Like, your blood work came in, and, you know, a bunch of numbers, 300, very dangerous. I didn't get it all. Got to go in on Monday. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Now I feel pressure on my chest. I actually now feel like pressure on my chest. Yeah.
Stupid's about to get on stage and start to go on his goodbye tour.
the road never ends tour.
Ladies and gentlemen, Devin! Hi.
Thank you, Joe!
Thank you. You know, folks, life's too short. Stupid's all fucked up in the head.
Yeah.
Guys, dumbbell just gets up there.
Can we turn down the lights? Just a soft spot on
you. You know, usually I start and I'm rough. You know, usually I would say something, man, but... Life's too short.
Can we talk about cremation?
Yeah. Can we just have a heart-to-heart for a minute? We're all here for the same laughter.
Turn down the lights, please. Turn the lights. I usually stand, but I'm going to sit in the stool.
Oh, no. It's a very special
episode. I'm going to tell you a story on the way here. Yeah.
Breaking it down. All the piss and vinegar's gone, Joe. Oh, life's God. Too short. I'm just going to enjoy the moment. I'm going to enjoy these fine folks for coming out and, you know, and the people for hiring me. And the comedy gods for letting me do this those many years. Oh. And Pip Helix for being so supportive in that first year. And Joe, well, not Joe.
I get a call from Chip on Sunday, you know. Hey, Chip, what's going on? What, anything about the script? No, Davin. What? He cried. Why did he cry? You want to get paid? Wow.
Let me count my change. Go on my way. I can afford a Gatorade.
Yeah. So, oh, my God.
So now I'm like, what the fuck? So now I'm not in the right state of mind to do the show.
Well, yeah.
But you got to do the show.
Of course.
And I did the show, and it was an excellent show. But that's the thing about comedy. Nobody gives a shit about what's going on in our world.
He just closed it with my way, though.
No, but you're a professional. You got to get the job done. Sickness, death, whatever the case may be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I actually felt pressure on my chest.
Holy crap. I know what you mean, though. It's like all of a sudden that brings on symptoms.
Huh. I might be having a heart attack now.
I know. I got a little, you know, not bad, but I mean, like, a little unhappy results from one of my tests.
Oh, with your head?
No, not with my head. I haven't heard back from that yet.
They're still looking for things.
Yeah, they couldn't get a clue.
Then they got a GPS and they go, recalculating.
Lewis and Clark expedition is going on.
Hello. Well, there's plenty of open spaces here. Yeah. Maybe we can move the Cherokee into Pip's head.
It's like, wait a minute. We have to zoom in. No more. Zoom in. It's got to be there somewhere. No, my heart. And apparently I've got a thickening of the muscle wall the atriums. Mm. Right. And
I had my wedding at the atrium.
Oh,
I didn't see
the thickening?
I did not see the thickening. You were both there. Somebody should have pointed it out.
I understand that. But sure. It was good and hard. Didn't miss a beat.
That's what she said.
You know what you did.
I know. It was supposed to stink.
It did.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Thank you. Yeah. 10-4.
Good for you. So I have to go and have yet another test. Ugh. My insurance company loves me.
Go get every dime.
I know. I'm like, you know, I'm just throw me in the MRI and just go top to bottom. Can we just do that?
Kinky. So what do they think? You got heart disease or something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, my dad had it, uh-huh. you know, and it's like, so I
had. Oh, genetics are a bitch.
I know. And I had genetic testing, and I'm not a stupid woman, and I do understand most of the.
Should we break that down?
Have you heard tapes?
Yeah.
Is that part of the procedure?
Let's go back to that clip.
Oh, by the way, on Thursday, one weird thing. I walk out of the bathroom and stupid, a trail of toilet paper stuck to his foot. Like a fucking sitcom.
Where was I?
I don't know. A woman pointed it out. Thank God I didn't make it
where
to
was
the stage.
Oh, my God.
Where was I?
Shut up. All right, back to your heart.
No, wait. Back to your toilet paper. That would have been so funny.
It was my tribute to you.
Stupid me doing in charge things.
Yeah, stupid you leaving your shit on the stage. You didn't bring me up. Yeah, you brought me up. So Joe had a soda and a video recorder, and he left it on stage.
I had my tape recorder. My soda, my tape recorder.
Yeah.
He left it there.
All right, it's not like I parked my car up there. Relax.
Slop towels
there. I think you
there.
Get up the stairs.
Slop towels there.
He's like, can you get me the recorder and the soda? I go, you get the recorder. The soda stays.
Yeah, I go, can you grab the soda? Fuck you. Hi, folks. Let me tell you, if you got that news on Saturday, you'd be like, I'll be right back, friend.
No, I don't know. I know. It might be too long of a walk.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling too much pressure. I can't bend over and get it.
You want me to die? Get your own soda. Don't answer that. Go on. Well, I was on the clock, so now's not when you wanted me to die. Right. You already fucking blew your load. You had nothing left in the tank.
Right, yeah, there's nothing. Yeah, I'm going to go sit and eat cookies, yeah.
So the doctor sits me down, and he's like, you know, it might not be anything, but we want to see how thick that muscle walls, because I did get genetic testing because my dad had a cardiomyopathy, which means thickening of the muscle wall, and it's not the exact same thing, but it's similar enough. And I looked at him like, oh, you're kidding me. And I have to get another test to see how thick it is, because it's like, if it's not really bad, it's not a big deal.
Right.
Like, you know, they did my, they checked my carotid arteries, and they're like, there's a little plaque in there, but nothing to write home about. Yeah. And, you know, I'm like, you don't get to be a certain age without having a little plaque in your veins. Yeah.
Look
so.
At you rationalizing it. No, I've lived a good life.
No, that's what he said, you know. So I'm like, okay. And then he said, okay, you know, well, I don't know if this is anything to get excited about, but we have to do another test to see, you know, to see it better. And I'm like, okay, so how's this pan out? And he's not, he didn't want to get me like all worried, but he did say, well, you know, you did have that fainting thing, and if this is the cause for the fainting, at some point we may be talking about a pacemaker. And I literally,
I literally
blurted out, no shit! Like that.
She jumped out of the stirrups. It wasn't even the gynecologist, but it's how she feels most comfortable getting this type of news.
I need to be calmed down from the news. But he's like, well, let's just.
Wow. See, I look at you as young for that, but I guess not.
Well, he said that with the genetic testing, that this was the thing where I had to say, when I said I wasn't stupid, I looked at him when he was explaining it, and I'm like, what was all that he just said? But there's one gene that if there's something fucked up about that gene, that would be the marker that shows I have the same congenital heart disease.
Is that gene asking the other genes for all their money? Because I know that gene. I just saw him.
No, it just wanted to know if the kid was
Simmons.
My son or not?
Okay.
Oh. I get it.
Too smart for this room.
No, that's not it.
Explanation.
Need a fucking press conference.
What do we get from the president these days?
We need a whole.
I'll tell you what. We get Sarah Sanders out there. You'd be fucking laughing your ass off. You know what? She's right. That's a good joke.
Yes,
that was
right.
The best. That's the best joke about Gene Simmons we've ever heard. At the working in the heart. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Oh,
I'll tell you what. It's the left leaning anti comedy media. Yeah. That's wrong. Get me Sarah Huckabee Sanders on the phone. She'll fucking paint that shit, and you'll feel stupid about being you.
Oh, God, no.
She'll polish that turd.
Yeah, yes, that's her specialty. He said that one gene, that thing, if it was exactly, like, your genes can get, like, disfigured, or I can't remember exactly the word he used, but if that was the one that had that disfigurement, that would be the thing that showed that I had the same heart disease as my dad. I don't, but there's something else wrong with it. They don't know what that particular thing that's wrong with it, what it leads to, but that might be what this is. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I didn't get the thing my dad had, but I got something.
Listen, you didn't get the thing your mom had either. You don't got 20 personalities. You're fucking doing fine.
I know.
Well, when I went to the doctor, like I said, my blood sugar's high, and I got to work on my blood sugar, and they said I had a fatty liver, so the endocrinologist goes.
That was a dismissive laugh.
Yeah, that's all he's got. He knows it was funny. Right,
don't team
expense.
Up on me. You're
why not? It's our job.
Shut up. So the endocrinologist is talking about I have a fatty liver, and I'm like, what? So I go to my regular doctor. What does that mean? Well, you got to lose a little weight. So I go, the liver's fat with the rest of me.
But yeah,
he
yeah,
goes,
like,
kinda. You know,
the liver's been eating Doritos while you've been sleeping.
Your liver has love handles. What? What? Yeah,
I mean, the good thing is you'll make a lovely pate.
Yeah. but you know, it's like
this is like duck.
This is good.
They're telling me my vitamin D is low, but I'm taking 1,000 mgs a day.
Everybody's vitamin D is low.
Yeah.
That's just like a thing.
I just upped it, you know. So the funny thing is like he's telling me all this stuff, and he goes, "How do you feel?" I go, "Besides all the doom and gloom on your computer screen, I don't feel that bad."
Yeah. I know. Really, I'm not particularly like very concerned about this, but I was just like. The worst thing is, though, I have to go and get a heart MRI. I'm not allowed to have coffee that morning. That's what I'm mad about.
All right. You, one morning isn't going to kill you. The heart disease will.
Yeah, that would.
So you got to figure, you know.
Poor Pip has to make a sacrifice for a few hours.
Yeah.
I know.
How do you think the techs are going to feel dealing with you?
Oh, no.
Hope Mr. Helix gets a hotel room that night.
They have no idea what's coming. None.
So Friday I'm driving Chip home.
Yeah.
And, you know. Traffic getting down there, detour. Traffic coming home, detoured and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm running really low on gas.
Uh-oh.
I know there's gas stations by Chip's house. I've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
They're all closed.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Gas stations should be open.
You know what? Little towns?
In that area where Chip lives?
Yeah, no.
I would fix
everyone? Everyone?
They roll up the sidewalks, dude.
Stupid. So thank goodness, because I had like no gas left. I had like maybe 5 more miles. I mean, Chip had a can, and he gave me some from his can.
Get out.
Yeah.
He gave you lawnmower gas.
Or generator gas, as the case may be. Yes. It worked, though.
Or I need to get fucking home gas.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
So I got home around 1:30. I'm getting home late all these nights.
Yeah.
Saturday, Chip comes over at noon, and we ride to Massachusetts for the fundraiser for the police that night. And this is the only hotel I've ever been in where they on my bed was a small bag of gummy bears.
They like you.
That's cute.
That's fantastic.
Love it.
Trump should make that happen. He should make an executive order where every hotel has to have a bag of gummy bears. Yeah.
Oh, no. Hell. Every pillow.
Let me tell you something. When we were at that hotel in Flint, Michigan, the pillow had a rat eating a ham sandwich.
He shared. What do you call it?
Well, after a couple of minutes of being nice, yeah.
No, sorry. So, I don't get to bed around 2 a.m. Sunday, I wake up at 6 a.m. because a friend invited me to a Yankee game at 1 o'clock, a 1 o'clock Yankee game. So I'm going to drive, and it's in the Delta Suite. Which are very good seats.
Oh.
And you get free soda, coffee, water, popcorn, and peanuts.
Wow, okay.
Driving 4.5 hours for this fucking thing. Of course, it's raining.
No hot dog?
Oh, God almighty. When did you get home from that game?
3.5 hour fucking rain delay.
Yeah, it just dawned on me.
Game starts at like 4:30, and it's getting colder and colder, and none of us are dressed for it. Like, I got like a windbreaker on. I mean, the good thing is we could go into the suite and everything. You know, so a lot of the other people couldn't do that.
Right. That's how they sell sweatshirts.
I was.
Yeah, Joe knows.
I know.
Yeah, I was on the way to the club, and I just happened to have the Yankee game on, and they were just about to start the game, and I'm like, they're talking about how they dropped 20 degrees, and I'm sitting there going, fuck, I wouldn't want to be there.
I heard the same thing. They're going, I hope there's no rain delay, and I thought, oh, I know what that means. Huge rain delay.
Well, it was supposed to rain in the morning and clear.
Yep.
Up in the afternoon, the exact
it
opposite.
Took a sweet
happened.
Time.
Yeah,
yeah. So the wife and daughter were seeing a 4 o'clock show in the city.
Uh-huh.
So I, they were originally I was going to get home before them. I made it until like the 8th inning. I was the last man standing.
Yeah,
and then like the reliever of the Yankees gave up a home run. I'm like, all right, I'm fucking out.
What time did that game end?
Probably 8:30
Yeah, wow,
it was a long,
that's a long
game.
Time.
It was a long,
long
game.
Day in the stadium. Yeah.
So I meet up with, you know, but you know, good seats. You're not going to give them good seats and free popcorn and peanuts.
No,
you're going to get your money's worth.
Absolutely.
So I meet up with them at a diner in Jersey. Mm-hmm. You know me. I love diners in Jersey.
Me too.
They're good for meetings.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Set people straight.
I get nervous when I see diners now.
Every one of these, you should. Every one of our meals sucked, but mine particularly sucked. So I got my mind. I got my meeting. I got something going on with my heart.
Right, because of the
So I'm gonna try to order something healthier.
Okay.
I love gyros.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a chicken gyro. No. I'm like, all right, let me get the chicken gyro. Instead of the French fries, I'll get the Greek salad.
Right.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get on board with this
diner
process.
Greek salad is usually excellent.
Yeah, well, the Greek salad wasn't the problem.
Uh-oh.
This was the god. I didn't even finish the thing. The chicken was dry. How do you fuck up grilled chicken?
How
it's
do you?
Dry. It tasted bad. The bread, the wrap, it was like fresh out of the microwave. I ate half of them. I'm like, that's it. I'm like thinking to myself, if this is what life's going to be like, where I got to watch where I eat right now, I just might as well fucking die. Because this sucks. I don't want to live this life.
Well, if it does, if you have people that don't know how to cook the fucking food,
it's their job.
Yeah. I know. That's lame.
What was it? Open mic night in the kitchen? Open spatula night?
Yes.
Spatula.
It was awful. It was god awful.
That's really sad.
So Monday I work out, take a quick shower, and I'm supposed to meet my doctor at 1 because they made an appointment for me.
Right.
Yeah, that's not good when they make the appointment too.
Or you're, they're what? Like, we'd
give
like
us
to
a call
see
when you.
You
can. We're going to come right in.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. So his office opens up at 1. There are like 5 or 6 of us with 1 o'clock appointments.
Bastards.
Yeah. I waited till 1:35. He had still not shown up.
Wasn't even there?
He was not there.
Did they bring the middle up to do some time?
Some little stuck in traffic.
Bring the nurse up to do some time. Stick out your tongue. Stick out your tongue. Looking at the watch.
Yeah.
Is the doctor here yet? Okay. Let's do something with tongue depressors. Who likes tongue depressors?
No, this is a one-man show. He's doing it all.
Really?
He's eating the folks. He's doing the time. He'll say the popcorn. He's doing it all. There's no receptionist. There's no nurse.
He's got that little hammer. He's hitting everybody's knees.
So at 1:35, I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. It's only my life, but I don't have time for this shit. I got stuff to do.
Tell them.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm gonna go. I'm going to buy some salad stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll come home. So I call him around 3 o'clock. I'm just trying to see what I wrote down. So basically, the gist of it is...
Did you write down arrogant fuck? Playing with my time? Is that what you wrote down?
Yes. So I get him on the phone like for a little bit, then he calls me back. So basically my cholesterol is very bad.
Oh.
Like all the bad cholesterol through the roof. All the good cholesterol, not so much.
Is that HDL or is that...
Yeah, it's all there. I got it written down somewhere. Yeah, but I'm not going to
fucking bore people. They ran the bad cholesterol out of town.
Was the cholesterol wearing black hats?
So you got to get your cholesterol gentrified again. You got cholesterol in there.
Okay, keep working it. Enjoy that.
You people enabled me.
Don't blame us.
Enablers.
So everything is fucking through the roof, which pisses me off.
How's your blood sugar?
Oh, no threat of diabetes or anything like that. What, are you pissed off? Oh,
yeah, it really sounds mad.
What a douche you are.
All right. I just want to be alone.
You're alone as you'll die.
Yeah. I thicken thy muscle wall, I said, pointing at the
house
heart.
Sure. Well, you should. Given a wide berth.
I'm gonna die surrounded by cats who are hungry.
Yes, so they'll eat well.
Yeah, you're going to be a snick snack. Yeah.
Maybe Joe could drop by with his fatty liver, give him an extra meal.
They really do like pate.
You live your life, you work hard, and you wind up as fucking Friskies.
I'm more of a fancy feast type myself.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Highfalutin as I am. So everything's like through the roof. Yeah, I feel great though.
Yeah.
I've been working out for 2 years. Everything's through the roof. I'm like, you know what? I could have been sitting on the couch eating cake and gotten this fucking results. I don't need this shit.
No, people make their own cholesterol too, so it can be no fault of your own.
Oh, I'm a cholesterol factory apparently.
Oh, great.
So now I got to like watch what I eat.
Yeah.
Like as always, like, you know, listen, all I do is eat vegetables. And he don't look like he's in shape. But like everything that's healthy tastes like shit. And I got to take statins now. I'm like, well, how long like for this? He's like, well, maybe the rest of your life. I'm like, no, this sucks.
What's a statin?
I never
heard of that.
It's for cholesterol. It's like
you'll be talking about it soon.
Actually, that's one thing I don't have happening.
All right, good.
Yeah, I'm on atrostatin.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
cholesterol
and I got to lose like 30 to 40 pounds. I'm like,
fuck.
I'm like, wait a minute. I know I'm not svelte, but 30 to 40 pounds seems a bit much.
That's
how much
a
do
lot
you weigh?
Off of you.
Well, I guess enough to lose 30 or 40 pounds, Jeff.
Well, how much do you weigh?
You'd be a little twig.
I weigh 192.
All right. I thought you were on a diet.
I stopped dieting, but I've been working out. I've been lifting weights. So some of it's
muscle.
Does
the cholesterol know that?
Apparently not.
Apparently it doesn't.
You haven't got the memo.
The cholesterol's not getting on the program.
No.
I don't get that, though.
But I mean, I look like I could lose some weight, but do I look like 40 pounds weight?
No. Where would you be? No. That seems excessive.
So I got to get down to my college weight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
So what's the weight you got to get? Well, you got to get down to what?
150, 160.
I got to get down to 200. I'm 220, 223, 224.
How are you only 23 pounds away and I'm 40 fucking pounds away? How is that?
Want to do the fat horse challenge?
No, I don't. No. No, I don't want to do the fat horse challenge.
No.
Smart man.
No snails for me, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
The smarter ones on the
thank
show.
Thank you, no.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, that seems a bit much.
It does seem
if
a bit
you tell
much.
Me, you know, 20 pounds, I go, all right, I can see that because I actually lost 10 pounds. I had gotten down to, you know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, what happened with, though, the regimen and all this stuff?
I'm working out.
All that stuff.
I'm working out like a motherfucker.
Maybe you're building muscle. Maybe the, did
for
you tell
our listeners, there are weights all over the floor.
But that's the thing with these because they have these antiquated things about what obese is. Everybody's obese except for the president, apparently.
Yeah.
he's the only doctor that goes, no, you're fine. Have another donut. He's the only one. The rest of us, we got to be Ethiopians.
Well, he's listening to us and laughing because, oh, I don't have any of those problems. I
mean, you look at Donald Trump. That's an obese motherfucker.
He is.
You look at him. You see him playing golf. Go, wow, I could watch a movie on that ass. He looks obese.
I should not laugh.
No, he Donald Trump looks obese.
He
we
is.
Have an image of what obese is.
Yeah,
but
he
by
is.
The by the American Medical Association's of obese, I'm fucking obese, but I don't feel obese. I still run fast. You know, I have good stamina.
Yeah, but you know what? Now I think that there are levels of it. There's
I'm on the 40-pound level.
There's what the American Medical Society says is obese. Then there's morbidly obese. Then there's my 600-pound life.
I feel
you know?
Like that's where I'm at. I feel like I'm at
But it's weird what the I mean, I got two doctors having me pick out casket fabric. Meanwhile, I feel all right, you know?
Well, yeah. You like to decorate.
Yeah.
Maybe a beach theme.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm not going shopping with you for again. We're not going to the Gay Dolphin again for you to pick out a casket because I'm sure they have one in that place.
I like shopping at. It was a nice place.
Oh, God.
You don't like
Pip,
shopping.
Pip would like it because rooms and rooms of shit.
I would love that.
Yes, you would have loved it.
I'm lucky because I ran out of house. You know?
That wouldn't stop Pip.
Yeah. I'd feel right to know. Yeah, no.
You build a room.
There are rafters.
Yeah, I care. No, so like I feel like Joe, I feel good, but you're telling me I don't feel good. So it's like, fuck you.
I know, right?
So,
very annoying.
So now I'm going to lose weight, but now, you know, I'm on a statin. I got baby aspirin in the morning, statin at night. I can't eat cheese, which I fucking love cheese.
Yeah.
And, you know, like all the, you know, ice cream and cake. It's like, what's the point of being alive if you can't eat good stuff? Nobody wants to live for broccoli and kale. There's no reason to live for broccoli and kale.
I've been a good boy for the past, maybe the first month. I was testing myself. I was really trying to stay on my diet, eat well. And then I test my blood every morning. We're trying to test it, you know, more during the day.
Right.
And I fell off the wagon the past 2 weeks. I can't. I'm like,
and then we got Kentucky
again.
In front of us. We got a tour coming up, and that never works
and
well.
No, it never does because
oh,
when
no.
we went on a tour 4 years ago, we made a pact on the way at the beginning of the tour that we were going to eat healthy on the tour. There wasn't a shred of fucking lettuce anywhere that fucking
I don't think
tour.
We made it out of my driveway without eating shit.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring a cooler full of iceberg? What are you going to do?
I mean, we got to try. It's just like, wow, I'm getting old too. But it might be genetics. But that's the thing that kills me. You see all those weights there? I'm lifting those weights.
I know. Well,
I'm doing it a lot too.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. It's ridiculous. There is no magic pill for any of us. There's diet and exercise, but there's also genetics.
But I'm doing the exercise part.
Yeah, I know.
I could have been sitting on my ass.
No, the food part, I guess, that counts as well.
The food part's huge.
What time? Yeah. When do you eat dinner?
It varies. You know, like tonight won't be till after the show.
All right. Yeah. Is that the norm?
No. I don't do a show every night.
I understand. So you eat dinner around 6:30?
Yeah, 6, 7, something like that.
All right. For me, I eat late every night because basically
that'll kill you.
You know, like tonight I'll be getting, especially with the meeting, I won't be getting home till 12:30, maybe 1. I'm eating dinner. I already have something prepared. if I come home from work, I'll see Joe's girl. I won't get home till 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll eat dinner. Then band practice a little earlier than our show. But still, I'm eating instead of 12:30, I'm eating at 12.
Wow.
Other band practice, the same thing. Gig, you know, same thing there. You know,
yeah.
If I'm at the club, like I'm doing Thursday show at the club, I don't get back from the club till about 10:30 out to my house. So, you know, it's, you know, I eat late pretty much every, and it's tough to do. When, you know, because I went to the nutritionist. They actually had me seeing another nutritionist in May. But they'll say, well, you know, have something on the way to the show, and so, which I have done.
Right.
But still, because
hard
I get
to eat
home
a
late.
Salad in the car.
Well, you know, plus when I get up in the morning, I have just
Klobuchar
enough time.
Can do it with a fucking comb.
Who?
Amy Klobuchar. You don't know that story?
No.
Oh, she's a Minnesota senator. She's running for president. And, like, it came out that, like, she was, like, mad at her, like, staff. Like, she's really bad to her staff. Some of these stories came out.
Oh.
So she had a salad, and she's like, nobody got me a fork? She got pissed off that nobody had gotten her a fork because she had a flight. So she's eating her salad with her comb.
Oh, yes.
And then,
oh,
she,
ma-
and then she goes to one of her staff members, clean this.
It's like you ate your... Oh.
God.
Oh, my God.
All right, go on. So maybe you should eat with a comb.
Maybe she should eat with a comb, yeah.
Do you think he carries a comb?
No.
But, you know, it, I got to start, you know, eating. And then, you know, I'm going to be with Adam Ferrara at Mohegan Thursday through Saturday. So that's
nice.
Commissary food. Yeah, you know, being and the food. I don't know. The food there used to be really, really good.
Yeah.
And it used to be their chefs, their own chefs and stuff there, you know. And some of the food was actually better than some of the restaurants, you know. However, they wound up going with a commissary company and the food was like,
high in salt. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They
yes.
hide the flavor. They fucking pack it with sodium.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
yeah.
that's the
well,
thing.
You can leave the premise. You got a car.
Yeah, but, you know, you get the comp, you know.
Yeah, it's your life.
Yeah, but, you know what it's like when you're working. You know, you're not on vacation. You're working. You try to cut corners.
Yeah.
It's a badge of honor for a comic to die in his hotel room. And gosh darn it, Joe's going to do it.
Yeah. Look, Mr. Baloney. Slow your roll on Joe.
I was healthy then.
Yeah, I know.
I was healthy
but
then.
Still.
I'm on the road when everybody dies in a room. Like, yeah, police, Joe Curry. Yeah, 911, please, you know, trying to get some on a TV. As I listen to the car channels on. Yeah, he won't move. Yeah.
All right. On that note, on the break, new music from Oliver New with This Is Us and Tears of Happiness with Close to You.
Oh, I got a story.
Can you do it quick?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. No, the band played Saturday night. And we did the crowd could have been bigger because we won at 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But
hang out with me, they'll get bigger, 40 pounds heavier than they should.
Funny,
be.
Funny, but but the band was phenomenal. We sounded really, really good.
Good.
People dug the stuff. I handed all the cards out, but I got for the first time I think there was only one. I got an argument with the stage manager.
What
we
happened?
You?
Yeah,
a
yeah.
sweetheart.
Yeah, well, we get done playing. We just took a quick group photo. I go, there's some guy pulling the cords out of my keyboards and stuff.
What?
I go, what are you doing? He goes, I got to get this stuff out of here. I go, I'll pack my own stuff. I go, thank you very much. Well, I got to get this stuff out of here. I go, listen to me. I go, I was a roadie for 6 years. I go, I was a musician for 30. I could pack stuff. Well, I was the stage manager for Bruno Mars. I go, I don't give a fuck if you were the manager for Mars Candy. I'll pack my own shit.
Didn't see that going there.
Yeah.
That was really nervy.
Yeah. So I walked off, you know, he starts.
That's how
moving.
You lose equipment.
He starts. Yeah, that's what I told him. I go, let me tell you something. You want to move it. One thing's missing. It's coming out of your fucking pocket. You get me?
Yeah.
You know, so they bring this stuff outside. I packed up the stuff. And I go, listen, man, I've lost stuff at gigs.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be a prick and stuff like that, you know.
But you can't help it. It's who you are.
I know. But you know what? I've lost stuff at gigs.
Plus
don't touch my shit.
Plus, they can also yank it out like a damage something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't touch my shit. Or ask me before
ask
you start
me.
Fucking yes. with my stuff.
Yeah.
I always start with the keyboardist.
You know? Yeah.
Always go to the keyboardist first.
Yes.
You know, and the funny thing is that 89 North is a nice place, but sometimes they can treat you. Like, I go over to Anthony Cumia's house, and his brother Joe is there. Joe just got done playing, and I go, yeah, I got an argument with the stage manager at 89 North. He goes, good, fuck that guy.
Yeah, but Joe Cumia says that about a lot of people.
Yeah.
Is that his go-to?
So how did the USB sell?
They didn't sell. Didn't sell it well because basically we were a little shoehorned like where Jakey Lee's stuff was.
Mm-hmm.
Plus there was also, you know, when we started there was like maybe about 15 to 20 people there.
Ugh.
So it's a tough sell. Also, I did hand out the cards, the little cards, put them on tables. I handed out to some people. I was going to try to do a mailing list, but the only thing is you go on so early when people are starting to come in, they haven't heard the band.
Right.
That's the time.
You know?
That's the time to get that mailing list.
Yeah, but it's like they don't know. You know, they don't.
They don't want to sign.
That's
no.
the time, Joe. That's the time. Was for Jakey Lee. Just fucking cross out. Jakey Lee.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, what's this crap?
It cost us money to do the show, but it was one of those things. We all hauled ass together. It was first time in a while that every band member really, you know, did what it took.
A pickle meeting was averted.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Everybody was commended that night, man. It was really good.
Good.
All right. We're going to try this again now because we've done a lot of show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We need to take a break. On the break, we got new music from Oliver New with This Is Us and Tears of Happiness with Close to You. And you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. We're going to come back. We'll talk about a congressman fucking suing Twitter and fake accounts and the president and tweeting and Nazi shit.
Really?
All sorts of stuff.
Way to talk up the show.